We're going to talk about today in soul food, the topic of the Torah. You may say, well, I've heard of the Torah. Well, I did too. And when I finally learned that the Torah is actually what you call the Bible, I was like, wow, when I first saw the Torah about 8 years ago, maybe going on 9 now, when I saw that book, I said, can I please see that book and what is it? And it said Torah. When the Torah was given to me, it just blew my mind because I always heard the word Torah. Well, we are taught that the Torah is the first 5 books of what you call the Holy Bible. That's wrong, people. They taught us wrong. And then they gave it its own acronyms, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Information Before Leaving Earth. Well, that's what they gave it, but that's not the true meaning of the book. The true name of that book is Torah, and Torah is not the first 5 books of what you call the Bible. Torah means instruction. Torah does not mean law. And Torah was given min bereshit la galut, and that's from Genesis to Revelation. So let me start off here. Now remember that the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. And what we're doing is we're teaching you on Soul Food Live today that what the churches will not teach you. Let's start, like I said, with the word Bible. Understand that the word Bible, it's a Greek word. And if you translate it, or if you give the real definition, it's Biblos. I'll say that again. So the B-I-B-L-E, that word Bible, which is not the proper word for the Torah, which you heard me say, is Biblos. That's spelled B-Y-L-B-O-S, meaning the Greek image of literature. Now, that's also a country, Biblos, or an island. And you can find that word Biblos, that country, in the center of the first map in the back of that New King James Study Bible, with a big, it's in real big pretty picture, and that's in blue. You will find it in the back of the New King James Study Bible, which is not the Torah. Now, understand the Torah is not just the first 5 books. Torah means instruction, and instruction was given min bereshit la galut. And what I just said to you was from Genesis to Revelation, word for word, in the language of Hebrew. Now, I'm going to go back just a little bit. Biblos, Bible. Bible comes from the Greek word literature, which means Greek image of literature. Now, as a matter of truth, not as a matter of fact, check this out. As a matter of truth, the last writer of the Torah was an Evrei. You may say, well, what's an Evrei? An Evrei means Hebrew, and his name was Yohanan, but the church calls him John. John is not his name. You see, Yeshua, our Savior, told Yohanan to write down what he saw and sent it to Asia. You can find that in the book of Hegelut. You may say, well, what's Hegelut? I'm glad you asked. Don't forget, we have a program on the station called You Learn, You Earn. You listen to what we talk about, you listen to what we teach. And when I come on air, or another announcer comes on air and say, hey, caller number 5, caller number 10, whoever the caller may be, answer this question. If you've been listening to the broadcast and to the information from the Torah, we'll bless you. But let's go, let's continue. Now, Yeshua told Yohanan to write down what he saw, sent to Asia. And since Yohanan was an Evrei, and remember, Evrei means Hebrew, what he saw, he wrote it in Evrei. He wrote it in Hebrew. He was given instruction by our Savior and our King Yeshua. Let's go back to the word Torah. Torah means instruction. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much for clicking in on Soul Food. And we're talking about Torah today. What we call the Bible. The correct name for that book is called Torah. I don't care what the Jews tell you, what Pastor John, Pastor Terry, Pastor Blake, Pastor so-and-so, Pastor why told you. The name of that book is called Torah. We changed that name. It's called Torah. And remember, Torah, which means instruction, was given from Genesis to Revelation by our Savior and King. Now, remember, this elucidates, and the word elucidates just simply means clarify that, number one, the Torah was given all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Number two, the not supposed to be written in Hebrew translation in Hebrew was written in Hebrew, and it does exist. How do I know? I have one right here at the radio station, straight from Yisrael. I ordered it myself. So what you call the New Testament and the Old Testament, it's all one big testament. Man broke that book up. The whole book is called Torah. But don't forget, or please know if you didn't know, there are many weights and there are many tears throughout the whole entire Torah. HaKadosh Ruach. What I just said to you, the Holy Spirit. And I speak Hebrew the way I speak English, word for word. Ha means the. Kadosh means holy. Ruach means breath or spirit. HaKadosh Ruach is the one that leads us into all truth. And so everything that I'm sharing with you comes straight from the Masoretic text of the Hebrew translation. We're talking about today on today's Soul Food for a couple of minutes, the word Torah. Every book from Genesis to Revelation, the real names of those books throughout the whole entire Torah are the words that are exactly. The first name of the book is not Genesis, it's called Bereshit. Let's jump to the middle of the book. It's not called Psalms, it's called Tehillim. And the last book, it's not called Revelation, it's called Het Galut. And so we're sharing with you about the Torah today, the real word Torah, what it means, the real word Bible, what it means, where it comes from. And to clarify what I'm speaking, just find yourself a King James Version, the New King James Version Study Bible, and look in the back of that big, beautiful book, and you'll see on the very first page, in the center of that book, you'll see a little island, a little country, and it says Biblos. That's where the word Bible comes from. See, this is what the church is not going to teach you. They're not going to tell you. And now that we're talking about the Torah and the Bible, understand the Greek translation is wrong. Here's why the Greek translation is wrong. Our Heavenly Father name is Yehovah. He said himself 208 times in Hebrew. It was left untranslated. I am Yehovah. And so therefore, you would never know that because that name was taken out and it was replaced with the word G-O-D. That's not God, that's gold. Or Jesus, or Lord with the capital L or the small L, or Christ, or Yahweh, or Jehovah. All those names, Father Yehovah never said those were his names. And here's the main purpose of why I'm saying the Greek translation is wrong. Because there are no Y's in the Greek alphabet. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Shelei, Akba, Akut, and I just said to you, my sisters and my brothers, there are no Y's in the Greek alphabet. If the Greek translation was an authorized version from Father Yehovah, then his name would be in that book. And you cannot spell his name, which is Y-H-O-A-H, which is Yehovah, our Heavenly Father, the creator of heaven and earth, or his son, our Savior, who gave up his life on Calvary, who was hung on a tree. His name is Yeshua, Y-S-H-O-O-A-H, not Yeshua. Yeshua was a Levite from the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Okay, are you listening to what I'm saying? So understand today's topic on Soul Food is simply talking about the Torah. We want you to have tavuna. The word tavuna means to understand or to have understanding of what that book is that you have. And so the reason why the Greek translation is a wrong translation, you thought I forgot. Haha, no I didn't. It's because Father Yehovah's name is nowhere found in that book. Why would the author, which is Father Yehovah, put his book out there, he's the author, and not have his name in the book? No, he's not okay with the names we call him. God, Lord, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Elyon, Adonai, Adonai, the Mashiach, the Messiah, Baal. That's right. You know, those are the names, Yahweh, Jehovah. None of those are his names. He's not okay with them, but he allows you to call, and me, because I called him those names before too, before I come into Ha'imet, which is mean the truth from the Hebrew translation. He'll allow you to call him those names because he's looking at your heart. For man looks at the outward appearance. If you're just clicking in, thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking about soul food. Today's topic is the Torah. And so please understand, one, the Greek translation is wrong. Number two, why? Because Father Yehovah and Yeshua's name is nowhere written throughout that book because their both names start with their Y. And it is unauthorized. It was not inspired by the Holy Spirit to write that book. And so therefore, the churches are teaching you wrong. You tell them, I said it, Mr. Ed, and it can be confirmed by the Holy Scriptures. If anybody can refute what I'm speaking by the Hebrew translation of the Holy Torah, not the King James Version, not the Chinese Version, not the New World Order, not the Jehovah Witness, New World Book, whatever book they want to call that there, if it's not confirmed and elucidated, which means clarified, or refuted, which means rebuked, by the Holy Scriptures from the Hebrew translation, it's not true. As we wind down today's Soul Food, we want you to understand what you are reading, and that we want to encourage you to get your whole Torah, which is right here on the website. It's available for download. It's beautiful. It's 2,838 pages from right to left. The printing is in blue, which is sapphire, and crimson. Crimson is deep red. Father Yahweh, Yeshua's name is in crimson, and it was written in common English, meaning the way we are supposed to actually spell the words. That's what this station is all about, is to teach you untranslated, untaught truth that the churches will not teach you. So as I wind it down, I pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that in which you are hearing on the topic of that book that you read that you call the Bible. That is not the right name of that book. Just like the names throughout the Torah are not the right names. If Father Yahweh did not want you to know the real names of the book, he would have put the names in that men put in there. So all those names, Corinthian and Timothy and Kings and Malachi and all those other names, they're wrong. And Father Yahweh did not want you to know the names that he gave those names, he would have never had it put in there. And yes, it was supposed to be translated from Hebrew to English. I speak Hebrew and I speak English. And I know every book throughout that Torah. And so I will share that with you. You hear it throughout the broadcast on this station. You will learn from this station what the churches will not teach you. So God, that means thank you so much for your time on today's Soul Food. And we'll put on the new Soul Food every week. And it'll run throughout the course of the week, throughout the course of the day, in case the listeners that do come on, they miss it or they get half of it. And those that don't come on, when they do come on, they won't miss it, they'll get it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until we come back again next week with a brand new Soul Food. I don't know what we're going to be teaching about, but we'll know when that time comes. And as we wind it down, remember today's topic was on the Torah. Remember, Torah means instruction. And instruction was given from Genesis to Revelation. And every writer of the book from Genesis to Revelation, I'll wind it down here. The first writer of the Torah was Moshe. You call him Moses. That is not his name. He was an Ere. Remember, Zakar. Zakar means remember. Moshe was a Evrei. Evrei means Hebrew. The last writer of the last book, which is Galut, you call it Revelations. That's not the name of that book. The last writer of the last book was Yohanan. You call him John. John is not his name. And you just heard the story that I shared with you where Yeshua told Yohanan, take what you see and send it to the seven churches. He didn't say translate it. He didn't say write it in Greek. He didn't say write it in Chinese. He didn't say write it in Blackanese. He said, write what you see and send it to the seven churches. So that proves to you, listeners, Shele Akva Ako, and I just said, my sisters and my brothers, that the entire Torah was written Be'ere, and I just said in Hebrew, Menverashit La Het Galut, from Genesis to Revelation. So don't let your pastor continue to lie to you, tell you the Greek translation or the New Testament was written only in Greek. They're lying and they're not telling the truth, because I have the book right here and I read it every day. So be encouraged. Thank you so much for tuning in with us right here on Soul Food, where we teach you untranslated, untaught truth that the churches will not teach you. We'll be back next week, my sisters and my brothers. I love you, Father Yahweh Eliyah loves you. And if you got any questions, send us an email. KUUTGospelRadio@gmail.com. So until next time, continue to walk in your blessings. May Father Yahweh bless you throughout the course of this day. Talk to you next time on Soul Food on KUUT.